Ask me anything time. Now, last week we had a line tamer. This week it's a job that is far more dangerous, far more risky, and far more high pressure. You've guessed it. It's an accountant.
Today FM's Ask Me Anything.
Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Mike Scanlon. I'm the technical manager with Tax Assist Accountants. Today FM, Ask Me Anything.
Right, so technical manager with Tax Assist Accountants, is that a fancy way of saying accountant?
Yes, very much so. We love our titles, to be honest.
Yeah, fair enough.
Give us a title and we'll run with it.
Let's deal with the elephant in the room. James McGinley asks, is it as boring as everyone thinks?
Pretty much, but you do get the odd kind of curveball thrown at you now and again. I suppose at times medical expenses are the ones that always throw up the weird and wonderful. So
why is that?
A lot of people will know that you can claim tax relief in medical expenses, but then you'll always get the one or two people who will try and push it to the extreme. So I did have to sit across from a lady at one stage and explain to her that breast implants couldn't get tax relief, which was an interesting conversation, and trying to maintain eye contact at the same time was quite challenging. But yeah, I like that.
And is that time of year, like the run up to, like, isn't the revenue, Ross revenue deadline just gone? Like, and the online one, and the, obviously October 31st was the kind of paper one.
Yeah, we're just gone past it now, so most accountants are probably gone into hibernation.
Is this your, like, your festival time? You guys, you're like, done now.
It is, and you have the budget in October then, so, you know, it's like a month-long festival for accountants where they're suddenly the centre of attention where everyone is looking to them for the answer, and then the rest of the year people cross the street to avoid us, like, so. That's generally what happens.
Well, people suggest that accountancy can be boring, but I suppose it's not. If you love numbers, it can be exciting.
It can be, I suppose. Yeah, a lot of people have visions of us sitting in a corner polishing our abacus, like, but there is other bits and pieces to it. It is, anytime you're one-on-one with someone and sitting in a room, it does become a confessional. People will come in to discuss figures and say, well, look, how did I get on for the year? And next thing you could be finding out about births, deaths, marriages, marital separation, whatever be. And at that stage, then you're into very much being a counsellor. So while you're going through college, you do learn a lot about the facts and figures. But when you're on the job, then you do learn that you have to sit down and just be very careful when someone's in front of you.
What's it like to break terrible financial news to someone, in the sense that, like, if someone comes in and says, okay, like, how am I doing? And you're sitting there going, well, that's it. Your business is donezo. Like, is that...
Yeah, like, they're the difficult... Actually, at this time of year now, the difficult conversations are when people come in and they're hoping, fingers crossed, that the tax bill isn't going to be too bad. And next thing, you're turning around and saying, well, actually, you owe €10,000.
Sure.
And next thing, you see the blood drain completely from their faces, you know?
Yeah. That can't be easy.
No, it's not. And, like, you've got the people who react by screaming the house down, pretty much come across everything. Yeah. But at the end of the day, I suppose you're just trying to do your best for people. You'll always make sure they don't pay more than they have to, but Pascal Donoghue will be knocking on your door if you don't pay enough, you know.
And do they ever blame you?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
So what about those celebrity things you hear, like Sting at one point, you know, his accountant stole something, I don't know, millions off him or whatever. Now, obviously, it's relative in the sense that he's that rich that he didn't actually notice it was gone or whatever. But, like, you do get a lot of control over people's...
What are you suggesting, Dave?
Are you going to ask me something there, Dave?
I need Mike's help. Afterwards, I'll ask you about it. No, but, like, as you said, like, you guys know the numbers. You know the secrets and the formula. And also, it's like, you should invest in this company over here. It's just my back shed and
exactly,
all the money.
Yeah, you know. It's my black bag out the back that I'm going to buy my new Ferrari with. Yeah. No, people do put a lot of trust and confidence in you. And it's amazing. Like, they'll come in your first meeting, they will be quite standoffish. Like, they'll kind of won't tell you much. But once they gain your trust, they'll tell you everything, and down to the point of, like, they'll be giving you their bank login details and saying, will you pay that for me? And I'm there, no, please, I don't want just in case. And they're there, no, you're grand, you're my accountant, like, you can do whatever you want, just work away. So yeah, we don't do Sting levels of deception. We try to try to keep it country if we can.
Smart.
What about accountants themselves? Because any accountants I've met are completely crazy. So Peter O'Toole asks, are accountants themselves as boring as everyone thinks, or are you all mad?
Mad, to be quite honest. Yeah, like, there isn't... The stereotypical accountant is the exception rather than the rule. The vision that people have in their heads of the beekeeper sitting at home, you know, doing absolutely nothing. during training contracts when you're doing your training. It's hot and heavy. It's long hours, but then it was straight out and coppers wherever you want to go to crawling out of there at all times of the night.
And are the 50 million exams you have to do, are they as bad as people make out?
Yeah, like I had the great sense to go off and do actually three sets of exams. So I did accountancy, tax, and I did QFA as well. And the tax exams, once you get through to the last ones, I was talking to myself constantly.
Really?
Yeah, like I had lost my mind. I have no issue in telling anyone that. And if there's anyone listening who's thinking of doing the tax exams, go with it. It's a great career, but you will lose your mind.
Yeah. Nice. But you do it so we don't have to.
Exactly. Yeah.
Lots of money questions. How are people selected to be audited?
The revenue keep that very close to their chest in that they won't tell you how they select people for audit, but it isn't random in that if you're late with your tax returns, you'll probably get a knock on the door. The other thing to remember is that you can't pull the wool over their eyes. They know more about you than you probably know about them. Like, they know what you earn. They know what type of car you drive. They know the house you're living in because of the property tax. So if you're putting in your tax return and saying you're earning 20 grand a year and you're driving around in a brand new Ferrari and living in a 6-bed mansion in Killiney, yeah, they know there's something up.
Yeah. Damn it. That's why I keep getting audited.
Adele asks, what makes a great accountant?
Great sense of style. Panache.
Paula asks, did you do everyone's accounting homework in school?
I did my sister's actually, and she was 2 or 3 years ahead of me in school, so she'll love to hear this now. But yeah, when she was in transition year, she decided she wanted to do accountancy, and I was in first year, and being the sad, lonely figure that I was, decided to help her with her homework as well. So
good training. The West Cork Bull on Twitter asked this: would it not make more sense to have an accountant as the Minister of Finance? Like, always?
It would and it wouldn't to a certain extent. I suppose the Minister for Finance is looking after the economy, so maybe an economist would be probably a better fit. If you're looking for what accountants would be best suited to, I think people looking at the overruns and health and spending and stuff like that would like a grey-haired, grey-suited, grey-faced man to go in there and tell everyone they can't spend more money than they have.
Yeah.
But yeah, look, I think Pascal, to be fair to him, is doing an okay job at the minute. Not that everyone will agree with him the whole time. Mm.
And our last question is from everyone ever, and it says, what's a tracker mortgage?
A tracker mortgage, God rest us. The Celtic Tiger coming back to bite us. Tracker mortgage essentially means that your interest rate is linked to the ECB interest rate. So again, very boring technical answer, but the interest rates are set by the ECB, and your mortgage interest rate is pegged to that. If they put it up, it goes up. If they put it down, it goes down, and the bank can't change that. So
everyone's
or
kind of,
can they?
Or can they?
They will try.
Yeah. Yeah.
Basically, if you look under tracker mortgage in the dictionary in Ireland, it just says scandal.
Exactly. Yeah. Pretty much.
Right, Mike Scanlon, thank you very much for chatting to us today. For Ask Me Anything.
Not at all, lads. Pleasure.
Ask me anything. Today FM.